USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock defeated Republican challenger Herschel Walker in a Georgia runoff election Tuesday, ensuring that Democrats will have an outright majority in the Senate for the rest of President Joe Biden's term and capping an underwhelming midterm cycle for the GOP in the last major vote of the year. With Warnock's second runoff victory in as many years, Democrats will have a 51-49 Senate majority, gaining a seat from the current 50-50 split with John Fetterman's victory in Pennsylvania. Senator Warnock thanked his supporters Tuesday night for participating in another hard-fought campaign.
It is my honor to utter the four most powerful words ever spoken in a democracy. The people have spoken.
Most of the residents of Moore County, North Carolina, can let out a sigh of relief Wednesday as power comes back on for most of the 35,000 people waiting for restoration after the attack on two substations over the weekend. At the incident's peak, 45,000 customers were in the dark starting on Saturday night, and more than 35,000 still were awaiting repairs as of Wednesday morning. During a press conference Wednesday, Jeff Brooks says they've been working around the clock to make sure these repairs were finished.
Around 9 a.m. this morning or so, we began the actual restoration of customers. At that time, we had all the equipment in place, installed, calibrated, and synchronized to the grid.
Around 1,200 residents still remain without power, but Brooks says he expects it to be fully restored sometime around midnight on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A Florida mother of five died after a backyard fire pit accident that also severely injured her 11-year-old son. Nicole Foltz, 38, reportedly suffered burns on 95% of her body during a fire pit accident in the backyard of her home in Tarpon Springs in Pinellas County last month. The mother died at the hospital 3 days after the incident. Her husband, Jeffrey Foltz, recalled how they had a fire going in the backyard while spending time outdoors with their kids and friends on November 14th. She decided to try to keep the fire going, keep the fun going, and she put another log on it, and there wasn't much flame at all, he told Fox 13 Tampa. But she just, I guess, felt to pour a little gasoline on it, and it would reignite, and it did. The explosion also struck Foltz's 13-year-old son, who sustained second-degree burns on close to 40% of his body. He was hospitalized for 12 days and recently got to go home. Yankee fans across the country breathe a big sigh of relief because their slugger is going to stay in town. Buster Olney from ESPN's Get Up breaks the news of Aaron Judge agreeing to a 9-year, $360 million deal with the Yankees.
They didn't really know what he wanted. When they negotiated with him in the spring, his response to that $213.5 million offer was not a counter and to give a number. It was simply no. So as the Yankees went through this, they're asking the question, what does he really want? And boy, it turned out Aaron Judge was a great poker player.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.